A homeless person is usually dealing with a lot more than not having a place to live. Homelessness makes it very hard to keep a job or find a job. It makes it hard to go to school. And in the worst cases, when people can't find shelter anywhere, they might be left out in the cold. A Detroit woman named Veronica Scott had an idea that could provide solutions for all these problems at once. She invented a unique kind of coat specifically for living outdoors and then turned the production of those coats into a nonprofit that employs the very people who needed them in the first place, the homeless. It's called the Empowerment Plan. So far, they've employed 39 homeless people and helped many find housing and accomplish other life goals. Here to tell us more about how it all works, Communications and Projects Manager Cassie Corovis. Welcome to Current State.
Hi, thank you for having me.
This coat is really different. Tell us about it.
So the coat itself, during the day, can be just worn like a regular coat. It's made of a very durable and water-resistant fabric. It protects you from the elements. But when you want to turn it into a sleeping bag, there's actually just a flap in the back that unfolds, and you can tuck your feet in warmly and not even take the coat off. And then during the warmer seasons or during the day when you don't want to have the coat, you can just roll it up and throw it over your shoulder.
How interesting. And the idea for the coat grew into something much bigger, an actual nonprofit organization that employs homeless people. How did that unfold exactly?
Well, while our CEO and founder, Veronica Scott, was researching how to make the coat as good as it could be, she was going to a lot of shelters and bringing prototype after prototype to people to have them try it on and test it out. And one day, this woman just ran out of a shelter screaming at her, really, and was very upset that she was bringing these coats in and said, "We don't need coats. What we need are jobs." And Veronica really took that to heart and decided from that day to really start this as something that could employ the people that would be needing the coats in the first place.
Well, the Empowerment Plan also grew to offer much more beyond jobs, which was commendable enough, but what else is available to employees?
So we are a manufacturing operation, and we run Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, but we take a couple hours every day to get off the sewing machines and offer other kinds of programs. So we have GED classes, and if someone has completed their GED, we allow them to use that time to pursue higher education, be it college classes or certificate programs. We also bring in Level 1 Bank for financial literacy classes. We have professional development and a whole set of other programs and support, like a full-time programs manager to assist with housing transitions, finding daycare, assisting with vehicle repair and finding vehicles, a social worker for really anything that comes up that's of need. So we're always growing our programs to best fit the needs of our current employees.
It sounds like you've seen some number of people who have turned their lives around or are in the process of turning their lives around. Talk to us about some of the people you've worked with.
Oh, I would love to. We have the most amazing people that work with us, and that's one of my favorite parts about it, because so many people seem to think that homelessness is grown out of laziness, but it's a situation that could happen to really anyone. It could happen to any of us. Sometimes it just takes something that happens that makes your life go the wrong way, and we're just here to help provide those opportunities to get it back. So one of our seamstresses, she's been with us for a little bit, and she came on board with her high school. She had completed high school, and she was with us for a while and really wanted to be pursuing more education. She's very creative, and she just started making jewelry on the side. And so she'd kind of leave work and make earrings and accessories and continue sewing at home and just creating all of these things, and was just doing it for fun, but really wanted to turn it into more of a business. And so we offer grant opportunities to help our employees pursue higher education if they wish. And so this past semester, she enrolled in an entrepreneurship class and has learned so much about really more than I think she even expected in terms of her business, because she not only learned about how to, you know, launch her jewelry and accessory line into something greater, but She just gained a whole wealth of knowledge for digital tools. She had a computer to use at the Empowerment Plan and became so much more proficient with the computer and writing full business plans, and really learned a lot of skills that are going to help her grow her business, but also make her incredibly successful in whatever she chooses to do.
I'm speaking with Cassie Corovas, Communications and Projects Manager at the Empowerment Plan, a Detroit nonprofit organization that makes combination coat sleeping bags. This is a coat that converts to a sleeping bag for the homeless, and it also employs homeless workers to make them as well. It's we keep hearing about Detroit's turnaround. Are there fewer homeless people in Detroit today than there may have been a few years ago? Do you know?
That's such a complicated question for a lot of reasons. The challenge with the state of homelessness is that there's, I guess, so many different levels of homelessness. For instance, there's a lot of people in that may not consider themselves homeless because they physically have a place to stay, but they may not have heating or the ability to pay their electricity bills and are just as in need of a coat and a job as someone who may be fully on the street. And so what we're looking to do is really provide support for people to completely become independent and to get out of the situations, because it is still such an incredible problem here and in so many cities around the country.
How can individuals get the coats?
Individuals, if they would like to distribute the coat in their community, can go do so on our website. We allow the option for people to sponsor a coat at a price of $100 plus shipping. That covers our manufacturing costs and wages for our seamstresses to support their families. And if someone would like a coat for someone in need, you request a coat from us on our website, empowermentplan.org, and then we will send a coat, and you can give it to someone who needs it. So typically we recommend, partnering with a shelter or another group to be able to do a handout, but we do distribute coats at any number if people are in need of getting a coat to someone perhaps in their community.
I'm sitting here wondering what these are made of. They've obviously got to be pretty durably made. What are they made of?
So the outer layer of the coat is made from a very durable and water-resistant fabric. It's Cordura, and it's donated from Carhartt. So Carhartt's been a long-time supporter, and they donate all of the fabric for the outer shell to make sure that our coats are incredibly durable for the elements. The inside insulation is donated from General Motors, and we've used a couple of different insulations. The latest is actually made from recycled water bottles that General Motors has collected around the Renaissance Center in Flint, Michigan, and they've turned it into this incredibly warm fabric. And then on the very inside is a nylon, which is tear-resistant and ensures that our coat is not just a one-season garment, but it's built to last and built to last many seasons if necessary.
If someone who's homeless asks for a coat and they're unable to pay, are you able to provide it to them on occasions, at least, at no cost?
Oh, absolutely. So the way that we work is by partnering with individuals and organizations to help cover our costs, and that allows us to ensure that the people who need the coats are never putting a dime towards it. We also allow the opportunity for people who would like to sponsor a coat for someone in need but don't have someone specific in mind to go on our website and make a $100 donation, and that sponsors a coat and allows us to have those funds available so that when people who need a coat and aren't able to supply the funds, which of course happens quite frequently, we're still able to give coats to people who need them. So if there's anyone who wants to be able to spread the warmth and doesn't have someone in mind, we're always accepting donations to give them to people ourselves.
Cassie, what do you enjoy about working at the Empowerment Plan? Personally, how do you feel about it?
Oh, it's all of the people. And I touched on this a bit with, all of our seamstresses and the one who's pursuing her entrepreneurship classes, but to be able to go to work every day with people that are working so hard, not just at a full-time job, but they're pursuing higher education and balancing a full job with college classes and being a parent and so many things, and doing it with such a positive attitude is the most inspiring thing to me.
The Empowerment Plan received a lot of attention in the media. Most recently, Mashable made a video about what you do. Tell us about what that attention has meant for the organization.
Oh, that attention has both been shocking and absolutely incredible for us. I believe the last time I checked, we had over 35 million views, and a lot of people think we're this massive organization with headquarters and locations in every city, but it's us. It's a small team here in Detroit, Michigan, and we've been receiving orders to send coats to the homeless all around the world and receive donations, which is allowing us to grow and to head into our next phases of an organization, because while right now we manufacture in Detroit and we ship anywhere, we have huge plans for growth. We're looking to become, to get a bigger building and be able to employ more people and eventually to have manufacturing locations in other cities. And so being able to get this support now and hear that people are excited and rooting for us and donating and sponsoring coats for their community has been really just so exciting for us.
How many people do you employ?
At the moment, we have 25 production employees. So you mentioned before we had 39, so a few people have moved on to other jobs. So our current team is 25 production employees, and we're hoping to get our own space. We're actually in a shared co-working space right now called Pony Ride. But we're looking at our own space so that we can actually double our workforce.
Now, I'm told you also want to make coats that anyone can buy, regular coats. Tell us about that.
Yes. So we have had, especially with this Mashable piece, we've had so many people reaching out, you know, so excited about the thought of a coat that can turn into a sleeping bag and be compact when not in use and want it for either sporting events or hiking or to keep in the car in case of emergencies. And we've heard all those requests and we're working on it. We actually have a part of our team that's currently training on making this other version of the coat. And it's still a bit of a ways out. We're looking to have a smaller release next winter. But the goal is to really grow this other part of the business and be able to employ more people and offer more types of training and just hire more people by being able to sell this coat to people who need it, because we'll still be distributing all the coats to the homeless. That part of our business won't stop, but at the end of the day, our real goal is to employ as many people as possible, and so this retail consumer product will allow us to do that.
Remind us of your website, please.
Our website is empowermentplan.org.
Empowermentplan.org. We want to thank Cassie Corovas, Communications and Projects Manager for the Empowerment Plan in Detroit. Cassie, thank you and good luck.
Thank you so much for having me.